Let me paint the picture. Back in February of 2020, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and I was his part-time caregiver at the time because I was still working my 9-to-5, even during the shutdown of the pandemic. And there were times where I had him in the front seat taking him to his chemo appointment and my daughter in the back seat doing distance learning at the time on her tablet. And I still, again, needed to do my job.
Hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this.
And then you fast forward to June of 2021, my dad's health took a turn. And so I needed to go on leave to become the primary caregiver for my father. And things were going so fast to the point where I didn't realize I exhausted all of my paid family leave. And so I reached out to my HR and was just like, hey, my father still needs me. I need to request a layoff. And they asked me, how much more time do I need? It's like, what? I don't know. I don't know how much time I have left with my father. And if you're having the same reaction that I had at the time, then you're on par with my story. And it's like, what the fuck, you know? But then back and forth with the HR, then it got to the point where they just backed me into the corner of resigning. And so I resigned, which was, at the time of all of what was going on, the blessing in disguise. And fortunately, but unfortunately, in October of 2021, I had to say goodbye to my father. But I'm very grateful that he is no longer suffering. Now, it is November of 2021, and it's that Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I started to get symptoms, these random symptoms for a 10-day stretch, to the point where the following weekend, my husband and I were in Las Vegas for one of his softball tournaments. I am trying to drive him to his first game on a Sunday. I remember it still to this day. And next thing I know, I have these black floating spots in my left eye. And of course, my first reaction is like, how much did I drink last night? Because, you know, when in Vegas, you have a good time, right? And then it started to get a little bit worse. So I reached out to my ophthalmologist, and then I had my appointment with her. I explained everything to her, and she was very transparent with me and was just like, okay, I ordered you an MRI because it sounds like you have an early onset of multiple sclerosis. I was like, wait, what? Of course, then I go home and I do what none of us should do unless you're a medical professional. Dr. Google, what is multiple sclerosis? And then I get my MRI, and then it was there where my ophthalmologist was saying, yep, you have small little lesions and swelling in your brain, and it looks like you do have multiple sclerosis, but I'm going to refer you to a neurologist so they can make the official diagnosis. But after that phone call, I immediately cry in my husband's arms, and then I pushed back from him and was just like, wait, this is why I'm batshit crazy. Because you gotta find the humor in life's craziness, right? And so then that started my journey to where it was January of 2022. I was officially diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. But then come February, I'm sitting in my chair and I'm staring off. What do I do with myself? I don't have to take care of my dad anymore. I don't have a job. What do I do? And so I started thinking about it. I got back into Facebook groups. I got back onto Instagram and just started trying to pay attention to the online space. And that's when I discovered when I could be a virtual assistant or an online business manager and all these different things. That was very awesome. And I remembered taking care of my dad, and with my sales background, my admin background, while I was taking care of him, I was very detailed on, you know, all of his symptoms and his medication, his appointments, any changes that may have happened, because there was a time when my cousin came into town to relieve me a couple of weekends, so that way I can be with my family. And I was just like, here's all the details, but it was kind of slapped together on several different memo notes and post-it notes. And while I was sitting in my chair, you know, I was thinking about those times of putting all that together. And I was like, you know what? There may be something with this. There may be something I can do to help other women who are like me, doers of all things, busy moms, women craving calm in life's beautiful bitchiness, just all those things. And that's when Life Systems was born. It's not a productivity hack. It's systems that help you with your day-to-day life. So think of that time where you're just like, I want to have a girl's night. I want to have date night. Or I just want to have me time and you want somebody to watch your child. It's putting a peace of mind childcare plan together so that way you list out how you want your child taken care of, the do's, the don'ts, their medication schedule, their device schedule, what can they eat, what can't they eat, if they're allergic to anything, and you're handing it over to the person that's going to take care of your child, whether that's a loved one, a childcare provider, or a babysitter, and you have that peace of mind that you know they're going to be taken care of the way you want them taken care of. Or it's you having somebody take care of a loved one, like me being a primary caregiver for my father, except for you're having someone step in and do it. Or if you're the primary caregiver yourself, put something together so that way you still fit in taking care of yourself in the process. These systems are put together so that way you can find your version of a balanced life instead of somebody else telling you, no, you got to do it this way. No, you have to do it this way. No, I want to know what your challenges are. I want to know what your goals are. And let's find a system that can work for you. And that's the reason why I put these systems together. I have a household harmony system to where now I'm no longer the doer of all things, and I'm learning to put myself first to take care of me and myself, my health. And now I've delegated certain chores of the house to my daughter, and my husband helps me with a lot more than what I was allowing him to help me with before, because I didn't want to let go of those things. But me putting it together so that way they know what to do, everybody's on the same page, and the list can go on from there on how you can do it with self-care, with exercising, with creative side of things. Life Systems can truly help you get out of survival mode and turn that into a sanity sanctuary kind of plan. While I've been on this life system journey for 3 years now, here's what I've learned. You don't need to do more. You just need to do different. Your routine isn't broken. You just need your system to work for you. Life systems are just the routines and habits you've already put together, but they help tweak it to fit you in the current season that you're in, keeping it flexible so that way you can go with the flow of what life throws at you.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.